October 17th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, once again I tell you, do not believe or be misled by polls in this presidential race. An official poll does not represent what is in hearts across America. Have faith that all things are possible, and keep praying. Remember always that it is Satan who is the king of lies. As with everything in life, you must search out the truth and cling to it with courage. This is true not only in politics, but in all your choices in life. The truth of my commandments must be your standard. My commandments are the rule of life I ask you to cling to in order to help you to make righteous decisions. Every choice bears its own consequences. In this particular election, the stakes are high. Satan is confounded by those who are tenacious in the truth. Do not be manipulated by a figurehead who seems to have the polls in his favor. Put your choice to good use. Be my instrument in the world. Assist me in helping to build up my kingdom on earth." A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 19 through 24. "By this we shall know that we are of the truth, and reassure our hearts before him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. All who keep his commandments abide in him, and he in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit which he has given us." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.